Episode 327 of the Star Wars Report podcast is brought to you by Sphero with an all-new selection of brand-new prices. Check it out at sphero.com/Star Wars. Control R2-D2, BB-8, and BB-9E with your smart device. Watch the Star Wars movies together and, of course, explore some really cool holographic simulations, all at brand-new lower prices. Check it out at sphero.com/Star Wars. That's S-P-H-E-R-O, sphero.com/Star Wars. Hey guys, welcome back. It is the Star Wars Report podcast. I'm your host, Riley Blanton. So glad that you decided to join us on the fine program this morning, evening, or maybe afternoon. Please delete as appropriate, whichever one you're listening to. It's a podcast. That's how it works. We are sitting right here in the Kennesaw Annex Studios once again. To my left, quite literally, is the producer of the fine program, Mr. Bruce Gibson, who we're keeping very late this evening.
Oh, it's not that late. But no, hey, thank you for having me. It's so great to be here on the show. I really appreciate it.
That sounded patronizing. I'm not going to lie. Thank you for having me. Hi. It's just so great to be here on the show.
Hi, I'm not
Hi,
Mark
I'm
Kurlman.
Bruce. I'm
no, some people think I am.
We're actually
we sound
here,
alike sometimes.
We're here marking this kind of slight end of an era of sorts on the podcast, and we'll talk about that here in the opening segment. But we will do that after bringing in two fine folks. Of course, of Cloud City Casino, we'll bring him in. It's Mr. Michael James Morris.
That is not my middle
That's
name.
Not your name? Nope.
That's you,
Michael.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, what is your middle name?
Not James.
With Tiberius, maybe. No?
Getting warmer.
Oh, really? Wow. Michael, thanks for coming
Michael
back on
Todd.
Mike, what?
Todd. Is Todd your middle name?
No.
You were really confident on that, Bruce, too.
Yeah.
That was
is Todd short for something?
Lincoln. No, wait, that's Mary.
Todd Tiberius?
It's Todd. He's the fox in Fox and the Hound. If you remember Todd, you had Todd. Well,
haven't
was
seen
Todd? No. Todd was the fox. And who was the hound, the name of the hound?
I haven't
Christie?
Seen it in like
Help
22
us.
Years, man.
He's like, the last time I saw it, you weren't born, Riley. No, almost. Hey, Christy Morris is also on the podcast, of course, Galactic Fashion. How's it going, Christy?
Hey, I'm actually wearing some of my Galactic Fashion.
Oh, nice. Wait, what do we have today?
Going out for a Kessel run.
Oh, yes.
From Her Universe.
I was at New York Comic Con at the Her Universe panel when they announced that.
Oh, awesome.
And I was like, I want, oh.
Yeah, they don't make that
That's
for
what
boys.
Happens at every Her Universe panel
well,
or event I've
much
ever been
longer.
To. Well, that's true.
Not anymore.
That's
they have
true.
Launched our universe items.
Is that already available
It is
now?
Available.
So can I get an Out for Kessel Run like shirt for guys?
Well, there's one that says Kessel Crew for guys.
Okay. Well, look at that.
Yeah,
look
it's
at
part
that.
Of the and Solo for... A Star Wars Story collection. I'm just a walking advertisement for Ashley at this
say,
point.
That's like, basically. But I'm sure you can find out a lot more about that and many other Star Wars fashion items at Galactic Fashion. What, Bruce, what's
yeah,
going on?
Yeah, tell them where they can find it, Bruce.
I don't know. Copper.
What'd you say?
Thank you.
Todd and Copper from Fox
Copper.
And Town.
Copper was the hound.
Oh,
yeah.
It's been a long time since
Listen,
we've seen that movie.
Forever is a long, long time.
Who names their child Copper?
Is that your middle
it's
name?
A dog.
It's a dog.
No.
It's
Michael Copper,
Copper
Morris.
MC. Yeah. No. So just a quick, I guess a little bit of business up front, because I'm going to be off the show for the next couple of weeks and a little bit intermittently in the coming year, which is a little weird. Leading up to a Star Wars movie. Because normally what I'm doing is Star Wars Tonight, where I'm doing a podcast every single freaking weeknight leading up to a Star Wars movie. But I'm not because I finally have my orders from the Air Force, and I'm literally, as we record this podcast, driving out to my active duty assignment out in San Angelo, Texas, Tuesday, less than a week. So exciting times, but certainly going to be a pretty big transition. And in doing so, Bruce, who already does an amazing job producing all of the content, will be taking lead on hosting and getting guest hosts on the show as I transition out to Texas and as I go through Air Force Tech School and wherever my duty assignments take me from there. So the show continues, and I continue to be hosting on the show, but not as regularly as was once the case.
No.
Which is which is a little sad. I'm not going to lie. A little bummed. But it's an exciting life transition, isn't it? Isn't that Lucy?
I'm just glad that you said you didn't
Lucy,
say.
Lucy, by the way,
you
got to
find somebody to do Star Wars tonight for the next few weeks.
Bruce is like, I don't know about
every
that.
Night, he's like, hey, Michael. Oh, geez. So Lucy, almost again from our last podcast here, and a quick reminder. Bruce, would you do the honors? Lucy
is a dog.
Thank you. All right. Anyway, so. So as I randomly say hi to Lucy, now you know. But yeah, so that's really other than that, not a. Can you announce the other guest that you're working on? Like, is that a signed and sealed thing? No. Okay. Well, there's someone coming on the show.
No,
cool.
We keep everything a secret.
Yes. Yes.
David Blaine.
Yes.
Spoilers.
Oh, jeez, you're not supposed to say that. I'll cut that out. Okay.
Who's the mind freak guy?
Brian Brushwood. I don't know.
Oh, no, that. I'd like to have Brian.
He's the only other magician I know.
That sounds like a tax guy. Like from H&R Block.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes,
is
that's
a name.
The one.
Don't tell.
That's not the mind freak. Who's the mind freak?
Another magician.
I have no idea. Copper is his name. So the other thing I want to talk about a little bit on the opening of the show is Run Disney. I just got back. Day before yesterday, as we record this, from the Star Wars Half Marathon. The Star Wars Run Disney Dark Side Half Marathon. If I wasn't an idiot, I would have brought my Captain Phasma medal. Which is, by the way, worst medal goes to the longest distance. I felt very cheated, because I'm not into Captain Phasma at all as a character. And then that's the one medal for running 13 miles. And I didn't do this the little virtual half marathon. I was like, oh, you know, I'm on my training schedule. Why would I run a whole half marathon? And
before
you could break
the
it
actual
up.
Half
well,
marathon.
And you know, they only want you to break it up and do it total. So you could do a mile, you know, for 13 days in a row and still count it. But I was like, that's not a half marathon. That's kind of a joke. And why would I want to participate in this virtual? And listen, it's just Scout's Honor. Yeah, exactly. And you could
so I can do the wimpy thing.
And put it in Scout's Honor, and then they give you when you show up, you check it online, you put your times and stuff and what days you ran and you fill it in, and then when you come in they give you a wristband, and at the end of your race, if you ran the half marathon with the wristband, you get the Kessel Run, by the way, going back to the first segment. And it's a really cool solo Millennium, I think it was solo, maybe it was the regular, but Millennium Falcon medal. That was just really high quality metal that just looked amazing. And I was like, I want that.
So they don't verify the virtual runners with like a pedometer or something?
No. I don't think there would be a way to do it in any kind of standard fashion.
This sounds like a really roundabout way to say that you think that Aaron Goins cheated.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. No, and Aaron also did the virtual. Oh, and then if you did both, you got the Kessel. He got this really cool Poe Dameron medal for the virtual. So he got three medals. What I'm saying is I'm very jealous that he got all this swag.
Wait, so did he do two virtual races?
No, he did a virtual, which you get a medal for that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Or he stole as so Michael thinks.
And then, of course, the actual half marathon.
Allegedly.
It's not a half marathon because it adds a quarter mile, because running 13 miles, all you're doing is dodging people left and right.
Oh, yeah.
So if you look at your Apple Watch or Fitbit or whatever you're using to track, you know for a fact that you're definitely running more than a half marathon.
Sounds a lot like Atlanta traffic.
It is, actually. it's this really cool Poe Dameron medal that has a small little... All right, Lucy almost tripped over. It's going to be a miracle if we get through this entire episode and y'all's little puppy does not destroy the, 1, 2, 3, 4 cables that are running across the
She's in her hidey hole for now.
So. Okay, all right, I think we're good. What was I saying? Oh, yes, the Poe Dameron medal. It was sweet. So here's what you should do. I just put out a vlog, if you will. I think that's what the kids are calling it, a vlog. It's like video and blog, but you like smush the words together. It's just like, Anyway, so.
I thought kids moved on from that.
It's like, yeah. I'm like that guy who's still talking about Vine or something like that. The kids are all into this Vine thing. Sorry,
hey, guys.
You're a little late, buddy.
MySpace, right? Top 8.
Hey. Why can't I find the Vine app?
Exactly. Aaron got a lot of swag, but it was a cool event because basically the way Run Disney structures these races is they do it upright. Because listen, a half marathon if you're running it and it's like a certified major one, like the Atlanta one or the New York or something like that, usually costs, I think it's like $100 to get the tickets.
Pretty expensive.
To run.
It's pretty expensive.
What would you pay?
Yes, I know. You pay them to let you run in
their
race.
Like five, so you...
Well, just, and to be fair, it's not like you can think about it on the individual level. I'm going to defend the institution because they have to organize with the city and shut down a bunch of streets and get
provide
the,
you with swag
and all the swag and water and snacks and stuff along the route. Mm-hmm. Now, Run Disney, it is not $100. It is $200.
Wow.
Now, wow. It's
they get you in the park.
So not if you're a Star Wars fan. That's what I'm going to whine about right now. So with the Wine and Dine Half Marathon, that was the first one I had done in like 5 years. Certainly the first one I had done since like tail end of high school and actually being in shape. Man, those were the days. running is more painful now. And I'm not even 30. You're going to have a great time, Bruce, when you come out of that. I'm not.
When you start doing half marathons, Bruce.
Yeah. No, we're getting a group together for one of these future events.
I'll do it.
I don't care if you guys, Michael, Bruce, you don't like running? That's fine. It's 5K. Just sign up for the 5K. Just run a little distance. Because they have like really cool swag, A, and B, really nice snack stations, and everything's really well taken care of. And then more importantly, unlike any other regular marathon, it's Disney, so they set up like all kinds of live entertainment along the route. So they had giant screens projecting all Clone Wars wasn't there, but everything else was. And they were projecting the Star Wars films at various mile markers and, you know, live music, DJs, 501st people, a bunch of photo ops.
Just watch the movie?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. People were doing it.
You could be a cheer zone.
Yeah, that's true, too.
High five people.
You can high-five people along the route. But, like, most people don't do these things at all for pace. Like, I'm the weird, abnormal weirdo. But they have, like, photo ops along the races. So you stop running and you take your picture in the Wampa's lair or at Jabba's dais and that sort of thing. So
wait, they encourage you to stop running?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
So it's not
sounds
a...
Sounds like my kind
it's
of
an
race.
Experience.
It's exactly... It's
I
Disney.
Don't know. It still sounds like... Yeah, the periods of running still right. Really turning me
well,
on.
That's
from
I'm...
one place to the next. Now.
Well, you run through the parks and yeah, it's cool. But I guess Disney does it upright. But the problem is like so with the Wine and Dine Festival, you get access to the park for an exclusive after party, so you can go to Epcot anytime after 6, and they stop letting anybody else in, so they don't kick people out of the park. But it is a lighter crowd. And you can go till it closes in the Food and Wine Festival, go all the way around the world, eat and drink your heart's delight after doing all that running. It's great. I absolutely loved it. And you with Star Wars, nada, not zilch, nothing.
When the race was over, you're done.
You're just done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
wow.
It.
Why do that?
So here's the thing. They're literally about to do Galactic Nights, the Star Wars celebration, mm-hmm. when Solo comes out. Just do it when you do the race and then... Give us a couple hours at Hollywood Studios. That's all I'm saying.
Well, my question, though, is when was the light side half marathon?
I have no idea. I assume last April. I know the last Star Wars half marathon was a year ago.
Okay.
So I assume that was the light side and that they alternate, but I could be wrong. But and they stopped doing it. But I don't know. I like running, but I'm one of those weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
But Run Disney is like running for someone who doesn't like running. And it just makes it more fun if you do like running. But like they basically do everything they possibly can to where it is the cutoff pace is like you could literally jog half a mile and then walk the rest of the mile.
So my 4-hour time would still work for this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they don't. And even then, they don't kick anybody out or anything.
They just
like
have
that.
A sweeper like the ones I've.
I mean, let me just ask you, Riley. Have you ever seen me run? Like ever? It's honestly like thinking back. Have you ever?
No,
seen
but
me?
I no, listen.
But I think it would be funny.
No, but I saw guys a lot bigger and more out of shape considerably in a Chewbacca onesie, a hot Chewbacca onesie, running a half marathon.
Trying to sweat it off.
It's not about the size. Or
I saw...
It's more about the lack of motivation.
I just like that. Michael in a Chewbacca onesie. That would be great.
That's the other thing. It's like, so a lot of people in costume, and it is fascinating to see the levels at which people will sacrifice comfort in order to wear something cool to a race. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, by the way. I wouldn't do it for me personally. But like some people do something where they have, like they're wearing a Star Wars t-shirt. it maybe not be instead of an athletic, you know, really light T-shirt that we would normally wear for running, they wear a Star Wars T-shirt. Like, okay,
so
you know,
instead of a wicking material.
Yeah, yeah. So someone's like that. All the way up to the guy who literally is wearing a complete Empire Strikes Back Luke costume. And I mean the pants, the shirt with the pockets, the undershirt.
Is it 501st approved?
And, I mean, it wasn't Rebel Legion. Good. It wasn't quite that. It's probably slightly more comfortable, maybe.
Okay.
But the important detail is that, yes, he had a stuffed Yoda hanging around his neck. You know, like, if you're a runner, the one place where you need heat to escape off of your body so that you can be comfortable and keep running. He's literally has a giant stuffed Yoda looking like, which, by the way, when you're running, like, on mile 6, and up in the distance, you're like, is that an Empire? Holy cow. And then, is that a Yoda? And then Yoda's on the back. But it's not like Empire Strikes Back where, you know, the Jedi Master is like teaching and guiding him as he goes through a training routine. Mm-hmm. It's like it's like the Yoda stuffed carcass just flapping behind the guy with the little legs and stuff just kicking back as he's just running along. And I just thought, you know what? This is totally worth the $200.
I think the only way I would be in costume is if it was like Mala Keeley or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. But
did you see a lot of one costume?
No. It was a pretty good smattering. And most of it would be just like slightly modified running gear where somebody would do something kind of cool.
Like tutus.
Yeah, tutus. I actually saw a good number of running of tutus, which weren't Star Wars related at all, but it's like, well, it's Disney, so they're just here for it. So yeah, no.
Was like any Slave Leia's running?
No.
Because that would be like less clothing, so you
but yeah. really yeah. uncomfortable.
And it is Florida. Right. Well, actually, no. Wait. There was, but it was like, and it was like a Slave Leia sports bra. Across, like, someone
cool.
had made a, I think they must have modified it. I don't think this is sold by her universe, but it was like an actual, like, running gear that someone had modified to detail, like, the Slave Leia. I don't know.
I thought you were going to say it was like the T-shirt that's like, waist length, but it's got her drawn on it.
No, that cracked me up a little bit. But yeah, no, it's but yeah, go look at the video if you can actually see what the route was like, and join along as I took a road trip. And so that video is available right now on our Facebook page and my YouTube channel. If you just search for Radley Blanton Star Wars Half Marathon, you'll see it. It'll be on the Google. See, so all right. I'm not going to start with you, Michael, but Christy, how you posted something in one of our awesome Star Wars group chats. How much would you be up for planning a weekend where we all go race? And it doesn't even have to be the half marathon.
110%.
Yes.
Because I need to get back to doing a race.
Stop, Michael. Stop. All right, Bruce. So if we get the gang together, how much would it take to convince you to like just sign up for the 5K, the entry level? Just to be there that weekend, and
there are several factors in this. Okay. First of all, who all is going, and are they really going when they say they're going?
Okay.
And then, when is this? Meaning the season, and then the climate. You know, because I'm not doing this in the summer in Orlando.
Yeah, I mean, that's the advantage of starting a race at 5:30 in the morning.
I'd be more.
Is that it is.
I'd rather
cool.
go to Disneyland because you won't have the humidity.
That is true, yeah.
And what was April like for this race?
So April, it was a little warm, but not bad. It was like 70. The November race was way better. It was like 55 or 60.
That's where you want to be.
Yeah.
And especially when you're running those kind of distances. Because at first it seems a little chilly, and then you're like, mile 3, this is great. You get to mile 10, and it's 70. 70 is very comfortable when you're just walking around outside. 70 is not comfortable when
you're
10
sweating
miles
to death.
Yeah. No. Anyway, Michael, I know your answer. although no one in the pod, Michael was shaking his head basically the entire time.
I didn't think I needed to say anything.
Cheer squad. You want to be on the cheer squad?
No, I'm not getting
get a race
up that early in the morning if I don't have to.
He'll be at breakfast. He'll see. Be like, see you when you're done.
They have the character breakfast. I'll go to that.
Either that or Denny's for your solo stuff.
That is
but
true.
Later,
yeah, with
and
the
by
Pop
breakfast,
Rocks
I mean
pancakes.
Brunch, because if I don't have to go to work, I'm not getting up that early, especially not to run or watch people run. You know what's worse than running? Just watching people run.
Actually, that it probably would be worse.
You know what, though? It would make me feel less guilty to take a nap later in the day because I felt like, you know, hey, I worked
out. Oh, yeah. No, I took a nap. I took a
pool and relax.
We went back and just knocked out.
That just means you don't have enough experience. I've done it enough at this point. I never feel guilty taking a nap.
He's like, that's
it's a good point.
I want a margarita.
So the next one, tentatively, that would be the Wine and Dine, which is the one that actually
you
gets you access
to. You can't even assure us that you're going
to
be there because you don't know what you're
going to do. No, I won't know till like
we're
July.
Talking like, what, 5 years from now that maybe we'll do this.
No. Like, I'll know whether or not I'll have that. I can get that weekend free like in July or something like that.
Imagine 5 years from now you'll be over 30.
Oh, dang.
Oh, my God. You're going to be so old. Wait.
So that was the Star Wars half marathon. It was a good time. I mean,
is
even
that
though,
your Boba's bounty for this episode?
That was like the longest Boba's bounty ever. Now, let me ask you guys, what have I missed? Because I've been literally traveling and like gone for 3 weeks.
We have a new movie coming out.
Oh, well, really?
Solo,
Infinity War. Oh,
no, that is coming out.
You guys have your tickets for Infinity War?
Yeah, I texted you yesterday about this.
That's how the podcast works. Oh. Like I'm fake that I don't.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
We're not supposed to be honest on these things. I mean, just like we're putting up a front, right? We don't want people to get to know us. We're just like, so hang on, take two. So, have you guys got your tickets for Infinity War?
I haven't yet. I was just working up some plans yesterday to see what's going
that?
On.
Okay, great. That's all right.
I've got my Infinity Gauntlet press on nails ready for this one. So.
Oh, wait, really? You have that?
I do.
That's pretty sweet.
Part of the Her Universe Solo, a Star Wars story collection sold at Hot Topic.
Available right now. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I told you. Oh,
holy
yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I got my nails too.
And by nails, he means an actual Infinity Gauntlet. That is... That is so cool.
Guys, this thing lights up. Wait. It has all the stones on it.
Hang on.
It was sold at Walmart.
How much is that thing?
More than we want to say.
I'll say. It's like, at Walmart, it's like 88 bucks.
Okay.
That was reasonable.
Yeah, it's not even as much as a regular half marathon. Well,
it's definitely not as much as a Death Star 2 Lego set.
No running required.
No running.
Pretty fantastic.
All right, hang on. This is making it onto my Instagram story.
You didn't have to get up at
5
in the morning.
All right, let's demonstrate. All right, I want to see this. All right, go, Michael. Oh, yes. Oh, okay. You can go see it on my Instagram story. Wait, what? Oh, it's too late. There's a button. Hang on.
No, remember, it makes another noise when you push the yellow button.
There's a button, yellow. This is great. This is great radio. All right, here we go. Oh, snap. And there it goes. Wow. So, yeah, we're excited for Infinity War, although that's not the podcast at all. No,
Avengers, see it now.
Welcome to Infinity War Report.
I am hyped for that movie, though. Way too much, if I'm being honest. And it's been that case ever since D23, when Robert Downey Jr. introduced that first trailer. And it was pretty sweet. They actually showed like a sizzle reel of the Guardians sequence where they find Thor, which you instead see at the end of the trailer. But it was pretty amazing. I'm gonna have to cut all that out. Wait,
so
no, it's me. It's the Star Wars solo stuff. I guess we got the final trailer, and we haven't talked about it, have we?
No,
final trailer.
When did that come out?
Like last week, right? The full theatrical trailer.
A review of the trailer 2 weeks ago.
We did. Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. But it's basically been some TV spots.
It was when we had Stanton on.
That's right. Thank you. Yeah, and that was the last episode.
I'm also lost. Now, granted, I wasn't actually on the podcast talking about it.
So you have a slightly better excuse. Go listen to that episode with Stephen Stanton.
He's the new host of the Star Wars.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
That's a really nice pull. I'm impressed.
No, actually, I asked him.
Actually.
I asked him, you can come on. He goes, hey, just let me know when you want me to come on. I said, how about every episode? You can be the new host.
Every week. Nice.
And you
that's
said,
crazy.
I kind of like it.
He didn't say anything to that. He just laughed. Why would he laugh? I don't understand.
I think that was
Is
your
he
answer,
listening
Bruce.
Right now?
I think that was your answer. No, so that we've had the solo TV spots which have come out, and I have to say I have liked that final theatrical trailer and certainly the TV spots a lot more than I liked the first teasers that were coming out.
It's gotten better.
I don't know if it's getting better or if I'm getting more comfortable with the actors.
Well, you know what my theory is?
Well, let's hear it.
It all comes down to Therm, Scissor, Punch.
That's right. You know, well, Therm, Scissor, Punch is really the sort of the character to watch for.
That's what
As Iron Man is to Infinity War, I think Therm, Scissor, Punch is.
I feel like you're being sarcastic and I'm being realistic, or I meant like being honest here. Like, I'm all about this.
Really? Wait, you're unironically into the Therm, Scissor, Punch, which, by the way, announced at on the Denny's trading cards, right? Is how we learned about it.
Which is because, okay, so here's the thing. Let me for all the people, because I'm seeing that people are like, oh my god, that's the stupidest name. I'm like, yeah, because that's totally different than like Skywalker. Like, think about it. It's just like two words jammed together.
We just get used to it. Not,
exactly. Yeah. There's no difference. Like Mon Calamari.
I mean, that's a good point. Yeah, that is a really good point.
Let's let it go and then actually think about it. Like, if you had like a giant scissor and you were punching someone with it, that would be kind of cool. So
it would hurt a little bit. I'm gonna take a look. Bruce, you can cuddle up with me here and we'll take a look.
On the love seat. Well, this the two of you.
It's just become a totally different podcast.
You in? I waited a long time for a shot like this. What are you doing with Harry and the boy?
We need a ship.
The Millennium Falcon. Every ship isn't for everyone. She needs a particular type of pilot.
You done flirting?
These people, not your friends. There's a lesson to be learned here.
I got a really good feeling about this.
Yeah. That's so much better. And then the TV spot that they had with this crew TV spot, and I'm going to skip towards the end. The sound design on this thing just blew me away. All right, here we go.
I got a really good feeling about this.
Oh, hang on. I screwed it up. Hang on. I got to rewind.
Time for a shot like this.
It's Baby Driver's fault.
I was thinking, yes, Baby Driver.
Like, they have the tempo, and in like perfect tempo, the sequence of the TIE fighter fly by, all the way down to Han Solo tapping the sabacc cards, tick, 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 at the end there.
Is that where that comes from?
Yeah, No. If you haven't seen Baby Driver, it's a masterclass in film sound.
I thought it was just okay.
I mean, the sound design is great. Characters, you know, you could take them or leave them.
Yeah, the story is the thing. Like, a lot of people, oh my god, this movie is so great. And I'm like, I've seen movie several times before.
Yeah, but just not with that good a sound design.
Decades ago. it feels like a much older film that's
has better sound design.
Like,
have I mentioned the sound design?
Yeah, you said it several times, but you know, I have an iPhone. I can listen to music all I want.
Yeah, no, it's.
I definitely feel
But honestly, I do think that movie making style has been spilling into. I feel like I've seen that in other trailers
it was so
too.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
People are borrowing from it. It's like the Fox and the Hound. They made a second one.
Or
I don't think that's how it works at all.
Or is it like the
did anyone
the gong
see?
Sound that they've?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like, well, it's a new phase. Yeah, because I think we're gonna see that a lot more. Exactly. Well, and so that's Solo. Well, and I guess actually we need to take a brief time out in this week's episode and thank our sponsor for this episode, which is, of course, Sphero. Actually, you notice that's a little extra S's there. Take two. Sphero. That's what I'm trying to say. Sphero. S-P-H-E-R-O.
Say
what? In fact, across the living room right here in y'all's house is the Sphero R2-D2, who has been my travel buddy this entire month as I've gone out to Los Angeles. Hang on. Let me actually, in chronological order, with R2, the little Sphero R2, my travel buddy, I went out to Los Angeles, Anaheim, Burbank, Austin, Texas, down to San Angelo, Texas, back to Dallas, Texas, back to Atlanta, and then back, and then up here.
That's so a lot.
That is where R2 has been with me the entire way. And one of my favorite things to do with R2 when I am showing him off to all of... I forgot, because I just went down to Orlando. I skipped also Brunswick, Georgia, Orlando, and now back here. So add all of that. But anyway, my favorite thing to do with R2 is what I did with him. I didn't show Chrissy, did I?
I haven't seen R2 do anything yet.
Yes. All right, so this is the best ad read ever. Forget the talking points. All right, we're going straight to... I've got to fire up...
Poke your head over so you can see him.
All right, so we're going to fire up...
looking at it.
We're going to fire up the app here. Okay, we just got to make sure he's responding here. All right, there we go.
And it works through Bluetooth on your phone?
Yep, although I think... Oh, no, R2 may have died. Don't die, R2. Wait, is he? I think R2 is no longer with us. It's because I put him on patrol mode. And he just literally
drove around
y'all's kitchen until the end. Oh, I'm so sad. All right. Well, in which case I will have to explain it rather than show it, which makes me very disappointed.
You want me to do a reenactment?
Please do that. All right. So, right now Michael Morris is reenacting what R2 did, which is my favorite thing to do with R2 when showing him off. He's actually grabbing the sphere of R2 right now.
The dog thinks it's
and
a
Lucy
game.
Lucy is very excited. Okay,
so
here we go.
So he's like the little leg comes out. It's all nice and smooth.
Yeah, the trial.
And then, oops, spoiler. and he does like the little wobble like he does. Mm-hmm. Like when he gets all excited, he's like, and everything. And then in the end, he does the whole thing where he's like, and then he falls over.
Yay.
And Bruce captured that reenact. Good job, Michael. Thank you for powering the Sphero R2. Your check's in the mail. No, well done, sir. So, yes, Sphero. That's me totally messing up. Here's what you guys need to know about Sphero. They have a brand new lower price. R2-D2 is $99, as is BB-9E, and at a brand new price point is BB-8, $79. They all, right now, for a limited time only, have the free force band that's just while supplies last and an $80 value. And you can also, they have a really cool Sphero education app where you can learn how to code. So it's great for if your kids are just learning how to do it. They're like Star Wars. They like BB-8. They can actually learn how to code and program with the Sphero education app, and it pairs with BB-8 as well. Watch the movies. They react. They'll watch it with you. And, of course, it's all available at Sphero.com/Star Wars. That's Sphero.com/Star Wars. And here's the important thing to remember. When you're checking out, how about you take an additional 10% off those prices with code StarWarsReport10. Just leave that in as you check out. StarWarsReport10 at Sphero.com.
Wait a minute,
Star Wars.
Riley. You're telling me.
You're telling me.
That if I put in this code, then I could get this same R2-D2 with a free force band.
Free force band.
For about $90.
Mm-hmm. Right now. Preach it. Preach it. Go right there. Sphero.com/Star Wars. And we do thank Sphero.
Is that our anniversary gift to each other?
Hey. It's my gift to me.
What's my gift?
Sphero.
For spending 6 years
with you.
The
joy of watching me play with my new toy.
As the guy who just gleefully reenacted the R2-D2 moment from the Jawa scene. Yes, Sphero.com/Star Wars. And we do thank Sphero for supporting the Star Wars Report podcast.
You're listening to the Star Wars Report. Faster, more intense.
All right, one last thing. And this is not, I normally wouldn't do this, but I've got to. I'm talking about a collectible. What? That's right. Riley is actually bringing up a Star Wars. Michael, I want you to tell me. Well, actually, I'll set it up this way. I was at the Scum and Villainy Cantina in Los Angeles talking to the one and only J.C. Reifenberg. Great guy, and I've known him for years, but we were just talking Star Wars and stuff, and he's like, dude, have you seen the new Hasbro, like, sail barge? And I'm like, this is Hasbro sail barge? Like, I'm like, that's not my thing. He's like, no, you don't understand. Have you seen the new Hasbro sail barge? And I'm like, what is it? And he's like, it can't be that bad. He's like, oh, it's not. It's the biggest It's the biggest toy Hasbro's ever made. I'm like, what? No. Whatever.
It's second, but yeah.
And then I saw, he showed me this thing, the demo that they're doing. What is it? And who would buy it? And how much is it? Because you put this in the notes, Bruce.
Oh, I did. Yes, I did.
He said accusingly. What? I'm. Is this really as big as they say it is?
It is 4 feet long. Yeah.
A 4 foot
now,
long.
Now, it's so not as big as the...
Does that make it scale to a 3 3/4 figure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. So it's... they said how many action figures you could actually put in it. I think it was something like 188 action figures could actually be placed on this thing.
And how much is it? Because they did like a Kickstarter to fund it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's $500, which I know sounds like a lot, but it's... There's more to it than just like, oh, hey, here's this plastic,
yeah,
you know, thing. Like, it's very well detailed. It actually comes with a Jabba the Hutt on his dais.
Jabba's
in there.
On the dais.
It's going to actually come with an exclusive. We're going to be getting later this year a Yak Face action figure, but it's going to actually come on a different card.
Okay.
That'll be exclusive to this. And there is even a decomposing Thorian in the little like jail cell in the bottom of the barge.
Dang.
Yeah. So
that's, I'm looking at it here, yeah. Yeah. Jabba Sail Barge. The katana features exquisitely detailed fan accessible decks, complete with 3 3/4 inch figures, not included. Complete with premium deco, vintage packaging, and soft cloth sails. This dream product offers Star Wars devotees the quality and realism they know and love. And included with the vehicle is Jabba the Hutt and Yak Face. This thing, so the big Millennium Falcon is 31 inches. This thing's 49 inches.
And another thing, too, which I guess they didn't say there, but they also have like a little book that they put together. And that's actually already been shipped out to everyone who backed this thing.
Back to Kickstarter. So was the Kickstarter price point 500?
Yes. Yeah.
And so what was there? How many people needed to back that?
The number of people that was needed was 5,000.
Okay.
And
so what, 50 backers, if I did my math right?
No. 5,000 backers.
Oh.
Right.
That's a lot. I just realized that was Riley's brain computing that many backers pledging $500.
And it started out only open to the U.S. And then they opened it up to Canada. Then what ended up happening toward the very end was that someone, you know, it's always leave it up to the U.K. to save in the end, but
oh, geez.
Once they, because it's huge, like when you actually consider this. So they, toward the end, a third party company called Darkside Toys or something like that, not Darkside that we're familiar with, but
yeah.
Darkside, they basically worked out a deal with Hasbro to where they would handle all the shipping costs and everything so that the UK could get it. So they needed 5,000. In like the last couple of days, it was looking like they weren't going to make it. By the time it closed, they got almost up to 9,000.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
How much was this Kickstarter's total? Like they have, I'm looking for it right now. HasLab. So HasLab is like the branch of the company that's actually making this premium format stuff.
Yeah, it's a totally new concept that they've come up with, which is good because
the other parts of their business don't seem to be going well.
Consider this
just as an outsider's perspective.
Do you remember
as someone who's never I've bought like 3 Hasbro figures my entire life.
So do you remember the ATACT that they've made?
The AT-ACT?
Yeah.
Vaguely. Like, I mean, I know they made one. I don't know anything about
it. It was like $300.
Holy cow.
And it was kind of not great.
Uh-huh.
And because of that,
I've seen like a lot of the Hasbro vehicles on clearance.
Exactly. So this is a really good way for them. Like it's a pretty smart business model for them to actually produce
guaranteed audience. Yeah.
Right. And so now you're not going to have these big ships that there is a market for, but not
Yeah.
Not as large as the people who just want to buy, you know, like Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia action figures and stuff like that. So it's a good way for them to actually get these things to the people who want them without,
yeah,
you know, all the extra production cost.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, and to be honest, when like JC was showing me the pictures, it makes more sense to me as a Star Wars fan for just what I would be interested in to have that kind of premium collectible,
right,
than the sort of mass produced toys
exactly.
ever did. And that's because I just never played with Star Wars toys as a kid. I've just realized this. That's why I don't have that part of the nostalgia.
Right, right.
Which is interesting because like that's literally what made Star Wars what it is today.
Yeah, but I mean but there's still something like I've talked to Christine about this, is that, you know, as as I've gotten so many of these mass produced things and I'm basically having to start, or I've realized that I've completely run out of room.
Yeah, I'm looking
just,
around the living room,
yeah,
here,
where
some
stuff?
Are actually
so the new plan is just to cycle stuff out.
Ah.
But now with, you know, with something like that, you know, these, you know, I'm like, you know, in my display, I think it's much more impressive for someone to come, like, you know, they can come over and go, wow, you have a lot of Star Wars toys. But for someone who is more, you know, a little more versed in it, then go, oh wow, you have this. Oh, you have this. You know, it's a lot more. It's a lot more impressive collection if you have stuff like this. The downside, though, is the amount of space that it takes up.
That's a whole other thing. Yeah, but I was very impressed with it. And I was like, well, when I have a lot more money than I do now, then I'll consider getting stuff like that. So give me about 5 or 6 years.
Like I said, and then it just becomes, okay, I have the money. I don't have the space.
It is amazing. It never happens. All right. Before we close out the show, real quick, we got an email here. This is from Paul. He says, hey, guys, after watching the recently released trailer, I realized that Disney missed a great opportunity to shift the focus after firing Lord Miller and all this concern about Aaron Reich's acting chops. You guys have kind of followed along with the sort of Hollywood blogosphere of that series of stories that came out about, like, they hired an acting coach.
He's screwed.
No. So when Ron took over, they should have announced a big change, and that this is going to be a Lando movie. It would have been Lando, a Star Wars story starring Donald Glover. You could have kept the story the way it was and just shift the marketing focus. And you know that Glover already has a big hit out of the park just based on the trailers. He is the embodiment of Lando. Then everyone would be focused on that and more than worried about whether Aaron Reich is too short or doesn't talk like Harrison, etc. So that is an interesting proposal. I sort of feel like they're doing a soft version of this. It's like, man, Lando is front and center in all the marketing. They're just not going all the way.
Well, I have two things on that.
Okay.
So one, because like you guys know, I don't know if, you know, everyone listening knows, but you guys know that, like, kind of love Lando.
A little bit.
It's kind of weird.
So you're pretty happy right now, I'm guessing.
Right. And here's the thing. Donald Glover, because I you know, follow him and the other stuff and really like him, but he was actually set with FX, where they were creating a animated Deadpool TV show for FX.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's not happening anymore.
Hmm.
Now, the funny thing, there's something funny with that. Apparently, it has something to do with Taylor Swift. Right? I know. I don't know. I don't know, but my theory is that it may also have something to do with a potential future for Donald Glover.
Allow me to build on your theory, because what broke earlier today, yesterday, was that Aaron Reich has signed on to do more, to continue playing Han Solo.
Yes. So, yeah, so Aaron Reich was being interviewed by Esquire.
Okay.
And they ask him, so how many movies have you signed up for? And he says 3. And then he flinches and he says, I don't know if that's officially public, but yeah.
There's your answer.
So we know he's not going to die at the end of this film.
Well, not necessarily.
Spoiler alert. My God, come on.
Kylo Ren could show up.
Right.
I don't think this is really indication that there's going to be more movies necessarily.
Hey, listen, the box office is going to be the indication
right.
as to whether
they. But here's the thing, though.
It's pretty standard for them to do.
But
this.
They could do it like they do with the Marvel films, and they may do a Lando film in which right. case he makes an appearance.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I could see that.
You could have Han. Is that wishful thinking? The next film is Lando, and the next.
It's always rattling around.
There must be
the
a
next
Lando
film,
film.
The third film would yeah. be Kira. So you'd have those three.
Yeah. Well, okay, and one more note from Paul here. He says, on a more serious note, Riley, I know you're big into the music of Star Wars, so I wanted to see what you thought of the music in the trailer. Personally, I loved it. I really like the Western theme to it. Yeah. Personally, I think Ron was able to keep the Western vibe to this, and I think that it can be a success. Really excited for the movie, although still a little wary after Last Jedi. Anyway, have fun moving to San Angelo. All right, thanks, Paul. Absolutely. Paul, by the way, prior Air Force Intel officer. So, like, he emailed me one day. He's like, hey, congrats. You're going into what I used to do. So,
is this a Paul that we know?
Yes, Paul Bateman, actually. He's a little known fact about him is he's a former Air Force intelligence officer.
Did not know that.
Hi, guys. I thought the artwork.
I'm going to tell him to listen to this. I'm timestamping this. I'm going to be like, guess what Riley did?
Yes, yes. Please do. I've actually met Paul several times. He's a super nice guy, too.
So here's...
He said after realizing Paul will probably listen to that. No. But actually, that music was... And I'm trying to remember because it's been a hot second because I've watched that trailer twice. I didn't go frame by frame through it.
That's it.
I literally just watched it the two times.
Wow. My favorite, watched a lot more than that.
My favorite though is still that first teaser we got with the music and the flipping the switches and everything. I don't know why. It gets me amped. I wanna go race my little Ford Focus out on the streets.
Here we go. Bow bow. It's almost like, what's that show? Hang on. The You Can't Take the Sky from Me show.
Firefly.
Thank you.
The shirt.
I think in terms of the music.
The show.
Oh,
which is the
you're
shirt
literally,
that I'm literally
wearing
at this.
You're literally
moment.
Wearing a
yeah,
Firefly
cabinet
shirt.
Of collectibles I have over here in the kitchen. Best music.
You're after something. And it, by the way, and you will notice later in the trailer, a big shot gangster putting together a crew. That Western vibe slowly morphs into the Star Wars theme, which of course you hear when the credit spins, but it's actually already running the Star Wars main theme in a weird way. Take a listen. It's going to be like right here.
Here they go!
It's the Force theme.
Let me give you some advice. You assume everyone will betray you, and you will never be disappointed.
I got a really good feeling about this.
When do you know how to fly? 190 years old? You look great.
I love that.
Push it.
Don't you?
So glad we took this job. Chewie!
Not Chewie! Yeah, that music's pretty
so,
sweet.
Another thing I want to say, too, about like with the being signed on for three films, mm-hmm. think back to Hugh Jackman. When he first, because now I realize.
Like Wolverine?
Yeah.
Or,
I know you mm-hmm. were like 3 years old at this point.
Pretty much. Yeah, I was -2.
Right. Because I remember before the movie came out.
I was actually 7, but still. Yeah, but it's still
close enough.
Pretty much the same thing. Actually, I was 7.
Right. When that so the movie came out, I think, in 99.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2000. Somewhere in there.
Yeah, 99.
But you know, like, all the way up to that, it was similar stuff of, like, Wolverine's supposed to be short. This guy's way too tall. Because he's, like, Hugh Jackman's, like, what, 6'2", something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, Wolverine's supposed to be, like, 5'4", something like that. But mm-hmm. point being, way too tall. And he's not buff enough, and it's so funny too, like actually going back and seeing it. I'm
yeah,
like,
he's a little skinny.
I'm like,
back then,
wow, I forgot that's what he looked like. But uh-huh. point being, now at this point, I feel like the general public can't not see him as Wolverine.
No, in fact, he's one of those rare superheroes. There's a handful of superheroes that I think you couldn't recast. Or have someone else take that mantle.
Like, so like Iron
I think
Man.
Captain America, it would be perfectly set up. I could see any number of storylines where Captain America, someone new takes the mantle, whether it's the Falcon or something like that, like the comics or something like that. But or Spider-Man. There's a lot of precedent for that. But I don't think you could do that with Wolverine.
Wait, you don't think Alden Ehrenreich could be Wolverine then?
What's your problem?
I think he's the right height.
Well, yeah, he's the right height, yeah. You know, actually, you may be onto something here,
that's
Riley.
True, yeah.
But you're saying that you think we get very used to Alden as being...
I think so, yeah. Actually, I think the more that we see him, the more we're going to get used to him.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah,
and
I
the better
the
I think
yeah.
it is for Star Wars as a whole, because that's the thing is that there are a lot of stories that they can tell. Even though that's the one thing that gets me so frustrated. I'm allow me to vent.
Preach it.
Because of course I, as we
my
we spoke
brothers
about
and sisters
earlier, you know, I'm the epitome of toxic fandom. but no, you know, the thing is that I've heard this phrase a lot: is that we don't need this. Like, we don't need a Han Solo movie.
Did we really need a Han Solo? I'm typing on my keyboard. Do we really need a Han Solo movie?
And my question to that is, what do we actually need? Food, water, oxygen?
Right.
Like,
we didn't need episodes 7 and 8.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
really.
Right? Like, what if it had stopped at 6?
Like, need in what sense?
What George was going to have.
And what they're saying is that...
Yeah. Well, by the way, can I say something a little arrogant? I'm going to say something a little arrogant, all right?
All right.
I'll take it on. You guys don't have to say it. For the general crowd of that sort of, well, just to put an avatar on Twitter user who's complaining about, do we really need the Han Solo movie? Well, we don't need any of the new movies. In fact, I don't need new movies because we were all here still talking about Star Wars before there were new movies coming out.
Yeah.
Unlike you. Anyway, so guys, so go ahead.
But I don't think that's what they really meant when they say, do we need a Han Solo movie? I think they meant that, wasn't there a better choice to do a different Star Wars movie? It doesn't have to be the origins of Han Solo.
I'm not even sure it's that. I think they're like, oh, I think what they're essentially saying is that it's not, there's not a compelling story there. And to that I say...
Which is funny because, largely speaking, and I've talked about this multiple times on the podcast, I don't know. I would generally agree with the sentiment in that it wouldn't have been my choice to do a Han Solo movie, but that doesn't mean I'm at least I'm open to seeing it and seeing how good it is.
Yeah, I mean, because I definitely think there's stuff there, and a lot of it is, you know, you can go back and read those, like the I'll say I've been very hard on the EU before, but one of the things that I've really enjoyed was the A.C. Crispin Solo trilogy.
Oh, cool.
And it has its flaws, don't get me wrong, but I can actually see where it was like, you know what, if they actually fleshed this out, made it into some movies, this could be a lot of fun. And I'm seeing a lot of the stuff that were in those novels on the screen, and it's like, isn't that what we want as Star Wars fans?
Right. Mm-hmm. And I also don't know if that reaction was also because it's not Harrison Ford playing Han Solo. Like, I think there's the reaction is also... I don't want to see somebody else play Han Solo. So do we really need this? And it's going back to what you're saying. Once we get used to it, that need of like, well, I'm okay with Alden playing Han Solo.
Right.
The younger version.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think this movie will probably do pretty well. It will be, staying back to the X-Men analogy, it'll be like the first class. Mm-hmm. And then there people will shut up. And then we'll get more.
Starting to get on board.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot. They'll shut up about this topic.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say.
Not forever.
Then we'll actually be able to get more stories.
That's true. They eventually do shut up after. I mean, I don't hear about the prequels anymore.
I want to point out that Bruce put up a little clip of your R2-D2 reenactment on our Twitter.
Nice.
On Twitter, and all the reactions are, what happened to Michael's hair? People are freaking out about it. That's amazing. That's
breaking
the, that's
news.
The sign. That's the sign. We got to wrap it up. That's
according to Nathan Butler, I donated it to a young Wookiee child.
Exactly.
Mostly correct.
Let's call it. That's another episode of Star Wars Report Podcast in the can. Thanks, guys. Round of applause for everybody. Bravo. Thank you.
Falcons fly with destiny.
Exactly.
No, we're not, hey, that's... That song's gone now, right?
No, that was literally on because someone emailed or tweeted it, and I know you had mentioned it recently.
No, I mean going
so
forward.
I put it in.
I was talking to Bruce.
But yeah, now... Yeah, that's,
no, it's,
are you
it
lobbying
will
now
remain.
That Bruce
yes.
is
Bruce
running?
Is gonna keep
okay.
bringing
in
it back.
In some capacity, it will always remain.
I'll sing it with you.
It'll remain in our hearts, all right? No, that's it. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And like I say, I'll be off for the next 2, possibly 3 weeks as I transition out to Texas. But who knows? I might be like calling in on the cell phone and just be like, Skeko 3 to Echo 7, hi, nobody read me? That's what I'm going to say. And then Bruce is going to be like, I'm sorry, I'm interviewing a successful Star Wars author. I don't have time for you on the show this week.
You know what I love? is I have the ability to edit.
Oh, geez. That's,
be like,
that's terrible.
Bruce, we didn't need a solo movie. What we needed was a Rogue II film.
No, every time Riley comes back, Bruce, you need to tell a different Top Gun joke.
Okay. Exactly.
The Top Gun theme song when he comes on.
Wait, ask him how he's feeling. Like, he says, like, I can take on the whole empire by myself.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I found them. Repeat. I found them. Facebook.com/Star Wars Report. Go there. Watch the vlog of the Star Wars half marathon trip. And you can catch that also on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/. I believe it's the Riley guy. Just search for Riley Blanton Star Wars on YouTube. You'll find it right there. Twitter.com/Star Wars Report. And of course, StarWarsReport.com/iTunes. Also, a quick reminder and thank you to our sponsor, Sphero. Sphero.com/Star Wars. Use that code StarWarsReport10. StarWarsReport10 as you go. Bruce can be found on social media. It's at Admiral_Rex on Twitter and just Admiral Rex for the Instagram. My handles are just the Riley guy, R-I-L-E-Y, for Instagram and Twitter and all that fun stuff. And then, of course, Mr. Michael Morse, Cloud City Casino. What are you guys up to? Where can folks find you?
Just Cloud City Casino on all the social network stuff. And also at Morse Isley or buying a... little Sphero RTD2 or a really expensive drone that
yes to all of them. I brought my drone to my to Michael's house today. It was exciting times. And Christy, Galactic Fashion is of course on the Jedi News Podcast Network. Mm-hmm. What are you guys up to these days? Where can folks find you?
We just announced the Solo A Star Wars Story collection and some really cool luggage and backpacks from Kipling. And ooh, we will be covering stuff coming out for Infinity War as well. So check all that out at Galactic Fashion Pod on Instagram and Twitter.
There you go. And we will have the links for that in this week's podcast as well. And for the next few weeks, I'll see you guys. Until we'll meet again. Did it, don't know where. Don't know when, but we'll know something. I don't remember the words of the song.
Don't worry. I have a new plan now. I'm just going to start calling you at random times for like some guerrilla podcasting, and you're just going to be a guest on Cloud City Casino.
Oh, yeah. So what you're saying is increments. You want a better, more of a taste of Riley, Cloud City Casino.
His voice sounds distorted like he's on a cell phone, but don't worry.
Because that'll
random
be me.
Calling.
I will do that, by the way.
Call you at 4:45 in Frank, the morning, just like when you would get up for a race.
Frank calling Riley. I love that segment.
And the show is over. We'll see you guys until next week.
See you next
Thank
week.
Thank you for riding Star Wars.
Bye-bye.
That was the best.
I have a really good feeling about this.
That was the most...